Many of us, most of us, live in peaceful countries. At least, it's easy to think that when you are, in fact, blessed to be able to live in a peaceful place. But right now, according to Wikipedia, there are around 58 wars, or, as the definition goes, armed conflicts raging on the planet. The oldest of those began in 1922 and is still going on today. And if that weren't enough to rock you out of your comfort zone, the most shocking statistic of all is that 75% of the casualties are non-combatant civilians. So much for the Geneva Convention. Of course, we have conflict in our lives too. Arguments, tensions within society at large, at home, in our families, in our marriages, and at work. And while we may not realize it, the real damage is the damage that happens around us. The collateral damage, the children who are hurt and scarred for life, the employees who run for cover when two titans are slogging it out for supremacy at work. Conflict is a reality of life, and innocent casualties abound. The Bible talks about being a peacemaker. In fact, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." That's pretty good. Do you know the best way to stop a conflict? It's this. Don't rise to the challenge. Don't have an argument. Walk away from it before it starts. That's not my idea. It's actually God's idea. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. People who refuse to argue deserve respect. Any fool can start an argument. Pretty good advice. Very practical. And when you listen to it, it rings so true. Of course any fool can start an argument. You don't have to be a genius to fly off the handle and get conflict happening. You see that every day of the week. But people who refuse to argue, they're few and far between. It takes self-control. It takes humility. It takes wisdom to be the peacemaker. We're not talking here about being a doormat. We're not talking about operating out of weakness, but out of strength and maturity. So what conflict do you have the opportunity to put an end to, even before it starts? Come on, any fool can start an argument, but people who refuse to argue, they deserve respect. That's God's word, fresh for you today.